is Rob Oller with Oller Take Two. Well, the Masters begins this week, and if that feels a little funny, well, it's because the tournament that always is in April is in November. Instead of the blooming pink azaleas, we have orange leaves from the oak trees. We have red holly berries. It's going to be different, that's for sure. Even on TV, can't imagine what it's like to be there without galleries, without the ropes, without the roars. Still, it's the Masters. The holes didn't change, even if the colors did. Speaking of color changes, good news that Lee Elder, the first black PGA Tour player to get to play the Masters in 1975, has been invited to join Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player on the first tee in the traditional honorary starter position, where those three guys will hit tee shots to start the event. And that's going to be this April. Long time coming. A nice nod to Elder's legacy. And even though sometimes racial justice and issues of race are signified glacial movement, at least Augusta National's moving in the right direction. So credit where due. Doesn't erase history, but things are progressing. As for the golf, DJ's on a roll. Justin Thomas, my pick. He's got a great wedge game and can putt, which is what you need there. John Rahm just had an amazing hole-in-one during a practice run where he skipped it across the pond at number 16, as guys like to do. They skip it on purpose, except this one ended up in the hole for a hole-in-one. So has he used up all his luck? I don't know. We shall see. Tradition unlike any other. The Masters. Love it. Thanks for listening. Check back next time.